Blog Talk Radio.
We are live on the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Harwood, and a frequent contributor to the show, frequent supporter of the show. One of our sponsors is proud to join us tonight, Mr. Randy Williams of DeadCoach.org. Welcome back to the SBFSC Power Half Hour.
My pleasure, good doctor. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. It's rained quite a bit down there, storming, thundering. Buddy of mine's got a birthday tonight. I don't know if I'm going to go see him tonight, if weather permitting, or I'm going to catch up with him tomorrow. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but hopefully he's going to listen to this podcast. He'll get another little birthday treat out of that and everything. So how's things going up your way?
Well, it's sunny but humid, but storms are coming. But having a lot of fun. For a debt coach credit counseling, I actually been going live on my Facebook page, a debt coach credit counseling Facebook page, and it's a lot of fun. You actually can. I've been solving financial problems online over the air, and I had a lot of fun doing it. Last night we did a show called on the FICO scoring system, so I can educate everybody what it means and how to use it. So if you get bored and you get an opportunity, just go to a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Services Facebook page, and you can watch all these live shows. They stick as a post afterwards, and they're very educational, and I'm enjoying it.
Now, does your DebtCoach.org, does it provide a link to go to your Facebook page?
It does.
Very good. And listeners, one of the commercials of the show at DebtCoach.org, this is more information about how you can get your finances under control, or more under control, or if you want to get your finances in better shape than they already are. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155. Or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
All right, back into the SBFSC Power Half Hour with Mr. Randy Williams, a great man, a better friend, and who's going to be, we were going to talk about tonight about some fantasy football players that are in new places tonight.
Yes.
Start us off with what's on your mind there, and we'll just start feeding off each other.
Well, I was kind of looking at the situation, a lot of these players that have signed new contracts with other teams and how that would impact fantasy, and I put a little list together of a few people you definitely want to get on your radar this year that may not have been on your radar before. And we'll start with Kobe Fleener, a tight end that's come out of Indianapolis, has done well in Indianapolis, but now he's in New Orleans. And you know, Drew Brees loves his tight ends in New Orleans. And I got a real good feeling that Fleener might become the next, Graham. You never know, because that boy's got a set of hands he can't get. What's your thoughts on Fleener?
Well, I'm going to say he's been going right below the top five or six tight ends in these drafts. People are knowing who he is and are knowing to get him. And I don't think he's going to drop all that far in drafts because of his performance last year. But tight end won numbers with Breeze and the Saints' offense working in his favor. Double-digit touchdowns are not out of the question here. And he's not going to be blocking for him. He's going to be catching. So Drew Breeze loves to find the tight end in that red zone and dump pass in the middle of the field. And I think that's what makes him effective for Drew Brees. And
oh, absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you what, he's, you know, after Delanie Walker, Travis Kelce, you know, Jordan Reed, Greg Olsen, Rob Gronkowski, I've got him ranked right now as a tight end six. And he might do even better than Travis Kelce. I would argue that point.
Now, on your list of tight ends that you have there, there's a couple more that changed teams here that I think are going to become highly more beneficial this year than they were last year, like Ladarius Green. I mean, Ladarius Green is no longer in San Diego. He's in Pittsburgh. And there's no Heath Miller in Pittsburgh anymore. And that boy's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
He did really good on San Diego.
He just had to be behind Antonio Gates.
It's just unfortunate. But, you know, now he's got a chance to really shine, and he's going to become like an scapegoat for Roethlisberger. And Martellius Bennett's in New England.
Yes, he is.
We know what New England does with their tight ends. They pretty much, when they have the best tight ends, they're the best team in the league. It's that simple. And you put Gronkowski and Bennett across from each other, that's a dangerous combo.
That's exactly right. Now, do you think if Tom Brady were to be suspended and officiated for the first four games of the year, I think he'll play. I think he'll find his way out of it. Does that affect Bennett's numbers at all the first month?
Yes. I think it affects the whole entire team the first month. Unfortunately, I don't know of any good backup for New England that's going to be able to be a Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a surgeon. If you ever watched him play, I'm not the biggest fan because I'm not a big fan of New England, but, I mean, I watch this guy destroy everybody, and he's just a surgeon. He could put that ball right where you need it, right between players, and I think those first 4 weeks, that team will suffer if Tom has to sit out.
Well, right now I'm looking at the fantasyfootballmatrix.com's tight end projection, SBFSC scoring. It's got Kobe Fleener third and 218 fantasy points. Then you have Martellus Bennett at 161 fantasy points, a good mid-range tight end two there. And you also got Darius Green ranked 13th with 184 fantasy points. SBFSC scoring is PPR here, Randy. So, two potentially top 12 tight ends sneak in there. He's got Austin Seferian Jenkins ranked 10th. I think Green does better than Jenkins. So, in my opinion, he goes 12th at the lowest.
I agree.
At the lowest.
Yeah, it's just a new opportunity for somebody. See, Bennett's a number two tight end there at New England behind Gronkowski. But if you remember right, Aaron Hernandez was phenomenal next to Gronkowski.
He was really good.
He was really good. And then you think of all the other ones like Scott Chandler and the ones that they had as the number two tight end behind Gronk, those guys seem to be the ones that get open, and that's why I think Bennett's going to be a star, because Gronk is going to be highly covered, and you know Bennett can catch, and he is a bull.
2 years ago, Bennett had 90 catches for 916 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Oh, absolutely. But that was back when Cutler wasn't laying on the ground all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Another situation this year that looks really good is wide receivers. There's been a few wide receivers that have changed hands, and I'm really impressed in where they landed, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. A lot of people don't really go as your top receivers, like a Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones was awesome for Cincinnati, and he's going to be in Detroit, and there's no Calvin Johnson in Detroit anymore, so I got a feeling you're going to see Marvin Jones have himself a pretty good year. Travis Benjamin left Cleveland. He's now in San Diego. That boy is flat out a monster. You can catch anything. And a sleeper here is Chris Hogan. A lot of people don't know Chris Hogan too well. He is not the biggest stud out of Buffalo, but he's an outstanding receiver, and he's now in New England. So anytime you're in New England, you better open your eyes, Chris. That ball might be coming your way. And I wouldn't be shocked to see that turn out to be a pretty good situation too.
Well, with the injury history of Julian Edelman and such, he's just the opportunity. He's got the opportunity, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just these are the little sleeper late round picks that you could find in the draft that just might be the ones everybody's going to want to get off the waiver wire, and they're going to realize you have them.
Exactly. You know, draft them about around 15, maybe 16, maybe Chris Hogan.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. And Mohamed Sanu.
Yes, now he'll get some opportunities. He's got to stay healthy, though.
Well, yeah, but he's in Atlanta. And keep in mind, Muhammad could do two things. He can catch and throw. And
exactly
I used
right.
to love him
that's
as a receiver for daily. Yeah, because daily fantasy, I used to use him all the time because every once in a while he'd throw a touchdown pass for the Bengals, and I was like, yeah, I need those points. So,
which is 6 points,
Sanu,
to four in that case.
Oh, absolutely, in the league. So, yeah, Sanu's one of those interesting, sneaky players that keep an eye out for. A couple more down here that are lower on the list that maybe just getting up in age but or getting started. But I like Rishard Matthews. He's leaving Miami. He's going to Tennessee. He's got, in my opinion, a better offensive situation there that he might be able to perform better. And Reuben Randall's leaving New York. He's on his way to Philadelphia, which really doesn't have a quarterback, so that'd be fun. We'll see how that kind of turns out.
Well, I'm going to say this about Rishard Matthews. Now, the ceiling may not be that bad, and Kendall Wright has been a bust the last couple of years. They want to start him opposite Dorial Green-Beckham. Kendall Wright
nothing wrong with that.
Kendall Wright hasn't proven a lot the last couple of years. Matt Krantz, the living legend of fantasy football, just says, he says that Matthews might be the best number one wide receiver production the Titans have this year.
That's getting a little extreme on it. I'd like to see that offense get a little bit more secure with Mariota and everything. But I think adding Rishard Matthews, and while we're on Tennessee, you know, they added DeMarco Murray. And that's
going
to really help with a solid, you know, a solid running game. That's going to open the passing game up a lot.
Well, he's been going average in the fifth and sixth round in these EPR fantasy leagues I've been doing on average. A lot of times fifth and sixth, so, I mean, you can get him pretty good there. I mean, if he stays healthy, I think Derrick Henry's overrated coming out of the SEC for the running back situation. You know, Derrick Henry would be a good solid running back two, maybe three. They're going to run him a lot. They're going to run him a lot, or at least the Titans want to.
No, it's going to be an interesting year to see how that kind of goes together with them. Because I think Henry is a monster in the making.
Well, the expectations, you know, have changed versus Philadelphia for him. Now, solid number two running back material. Maybe if you're a team that, you know, drafts three wide receivers and a running back early, you know, get Murray's at number two running back, and if he bounces back, he's still got a couple years left in his gas tank, and he's just a couple years removed from 1,800 rushing yards. Now, I'm in a slow SBFSC satellite draft. We've got SBFSC rules and regulations. A lot of people are very high on Lamar Miller of the Texans. I drafted him in the second round, fourth pick at number 16, Lamar Miller. What's your opinion on Lamar Miller?
He's my number two running back in the league going into the year in my projections that I put together. I know a lot of people are going, what? No, I'm sorry. He's got a line to run behind now. He is fast. He's quick in the holes, and he's going to have a full offense around him where he's going to be able to really shine. Lamar's also good out of the backfield at catching balls. So I see him having just the best year of his life this year. And the other one I see having a resurrection of his career is Matt Forte. I mean, welcome to New York. It's no longer Chicago, but that boy, you can actually build your whole entire team around. He could carry your offense to win. So I kind of like him getting out of Chicago and out of that nightmare and having an opportunity to shine in New York. What do you think?
Well, Bilal, he's going to be the number one running back. You got to watch for Bilal Powell, though, who catches and passes out of the backfield. However, he's still a running back, too, in my opinion. He's had over 200 carries each season that he's played, including those that he got injured shortened by. So he's going to be in every down back for the most part. So I'm thinking Matt Forte's still got another year or two in him. I think he'll probably be he'll go down the rank is because he's not as attractive, so to speak, as some of the running backs maybe above him that are younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll still get the job done.
No, absolutely.
But you got to be patient with him.
But there is an interesting one this year. There's an interesting swap of team. Alfred Morris is leaving Washington. Now, Alfred Morris is now heading over to Dallas. And that awesome line. Now, I know we're talking Ezekiel Elliott there, but as a number two back in Foster, or in Morris, if you give that boy a line to run through, he's going to be fun to watch. So I got a feeling that Dallas's running backs are just amazingly and people you need to consider in the draft.
Well, Darren McFadden, I don't even think he's going to make the final roster. I mean, I was telling these other podcasts, he's running the 4.54 and he's still not finished. The only thing I'm afraid with Alfred Morris is that he's never really caught passes.
True.
But
he's your
bullback. He'll still make the team and spell him, though.
Yeah, he's your bullback. I agree with you. He's the guy that I've always considered inside the inside 10-yard line, hand it to him and bullet all through and over. What do you think about Bobby Rainey? He's fine. Bobby Rainey left Tampa. He's in New York now. You think they'll
Bobby
let him shine?
Ooh, I tell you what, I thought he was set in Tampa Bay, bought $1 million home and everything, but I guess New York's a better fit for him. Now, their running back situation is a mess. Rashard Jennings, Shane Vereen, he's got opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's a sleeper. You might see him come off the waiver wire in the first 2 weeks pretty quick, but he also might not be a bad last pick.
Yeah, I tell you what, round 19 or 20, I could definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just hope for the other guys to fall down like dominoes and have him take the spot. Now, you got to worry about Paul Perkins, who was drafted this year by the Giants, too, but is he really ready? Rainey's got the experience over him, and he's still got fresh legs.
Yeah, I think Perkins is a back and working. I got a feeling, in my opinion, that Rainey's probably going to be, if he comes out and he's Bobby Rainey of old, he'll be the number one back in New York. At least that's what I'm hoping or projecting right now. But, you know, as in everything, my friend, we got to go through training camps. And we got to make sure
really
we don't
cool.
get the injuries.
That
now, quarterbacks is a whole well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying about Rainey. He was excited when he was in Tampa Bay. You know, a couple years ago, we picked him in these daily games for a cheap price. And he went off and scored a lot of points.
Yeah, he was my DFS stud muffin every once in a while.
Stud
I look
muffin.
For that low scoring. Oh, yeah, I look for that real cheap running back that you think you can get something out of. And then Rainey was always a cheap one. And you put him in and he always performed. And, you know, I think he's got a chance to really shine this year. I know it's kind of a reach, but I like him.
Very good. I'll tell you what, also as well, you know, Stu to Financial Services, they liked Bobby Rainey as well. They picked him on a couple of their leagues a couple of years ago. If you know and see what your money's doing for you, you know, collaborate with Randy and DeadCoach.org and watch and listen to the Pseudo Financial Services by Ron and Hunter Studer. Here's the commercial right here. Ron and Hunter Studer, Pseudo Financial Services.
We save you money. That makes sense. Stoodle Tax Service.
Stoodle is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Stoodle Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Stoodle Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Stoodle Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Stoodle today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Stoodle Financial Services.
Call Stoodle today.
All right, back on the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship Power Half Hour. Special guest Randy Williams of DeadCoach.org, proud benefactor, proud sponsor of the show. Let's go to quarterbacks. Brock Osweiler, new quarterback for the Houston Texans, who is a good quarterback to have on the Aaron Rodgers bye week because they play the Tennessee Titans at home.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple shows ago. That was perfect. It's an excellent number two quarterback. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in Houston. You know, growing up, well, not really, watching him grow up at Arizona State and being a 6'7", 6'8 quarterback, I always thought that was kind of different. But when that man throws, he throws the softest, nicest spiral. And I watched him win some of the biggest games for ASU. And he finally got a chance last year for Denver and came out and showed a little bit of what he can do. But somehow he showed enough to get a big contract to Houston. So I'm hoping he really takes the control of the reins in Houston and finds my buddy Jalen Strong several times in the end zone. So I look smart about that pick. Of course, I picked it last year and I didn't do really well. So hopefully it works this year. There's a couple quarterbacks here that have changed spots, though, this year. A lot of them are backups, so they don't really matter. But the ones that really stand out, I would say, would be the Brock Osweiler, Robert Griffin, and Mark Sanchez. I'm not the biggest Sanchez fan in the world, but he is going to be the starting quarterback for Denver.
Well, you got Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, though, too, and they're still top 20, 25 ranked wide receivers in PPR.
Absolutely. You know, and they got the best defense in football, too. So you can win games, you know, 13-0, 17-0. So, you know, Mark Sanchez is another sneaky number two quarterback to keep an eye out on. Griffin in Cleveland, what do you think, Robert? RG3
well,
and Griffin.
That's
going to
be interesting. Cleveland Browns fans, they've went through a real fortune type of quarterbacks the last several years. And, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I mean, Corey Coleman, the rookie, they're expecting big things out of him. He's in a different offense. Does Robert Griffin still have the legs? I know he's been hurt. I want to see what he does before I pick him. I mean, there's safer quarterbacks out there. Maybe he'll be available in a bye-week fill-in. I want him to prove himself for a couple weeks before I jump on his bandwagon.
Oh, absolutely. I like to see him stay healthy a while. But we got to keep in mind, RG3 was the daily fantasy fourth quarter stud. Because for some reason, through the years, when it's Washington, he always had to come bring the team back. And for some reason, we got all our points in the fourth quarter. So I was kind of hoping when he got to Cleveland, it really put an offense around him and some of their new players they got up in Cleveland and really turned it around for them. I mean, why not? The Indians are on a winning streak, and the Cavaliers won the World Championship, so why not?
It's contagious.
I think it could be. You never know. Believe land. The 30-30 Believe land is turning out to be, whoops.
Good night today. Well, I'm going to say, well, one guy we've missed, though, who might be a starting running back, is Chris Ivory for the Jaguars. And then my buddy Matt Krantz likes this guy, Travis Benjamin, wide receiver for the Chargers. What's going on with both of those players?
Well, Travis Benjamin, we kind of went over a little bit earlier with him being at San Diego. You know, you got to – any time that you can go to an elite quarterback position, it's ideal and open, and that man can flat-out catch. So I can't wait to see how it works down in San Diego. And see, cause the only problem I got really with San Diego is they're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to take long for him to get hurt, and I'm trying to think of the quarterback of San Diego's name all of a sudden. Yeah, it's eluding me, but yeah, Rivers. And Rivers is getting old, and I'm really worried about him holding up going into this year. Last year he looked great. He was a stud at fantasy, you know, but he looked old at the end of last year, and this year I'm kind of worried about him. I saw that playoff game, or last game of the season for him, and I'm hoping he's got another good year or two in him, because if he does, Travis Benjamin will definitely reap the benefits for it.
I just hope he starts on the right week, because there'll be games he'll have two catches for 20 yards, but then he'll have like six for 100 and a touchdown. And if he was on your bench, like, man, why didn't I start him?
Mm-hmm.
What about Mr. Ivory?
No, it's still quite – well, Mr. Ivory, are you kidding? He's a man-child. Give him the ball. Let him run. Jacksonville – well, I think they're solidifying Jacksonville's defense is really, really good this year. A lot of their youth and talent and drafts are going to come to a head, and you're going to see a really good defense in Jacksonville. that Chris, if he can get the ball control going and they can really get things in Bortles, get everything under control, you might see Jacksonville surprise a lot of people in that division. I just think their defense is going to be so good this year that, you know, their offense are going to, you're going to definitely be able to pull some things out.
Well, I mean, T.Y. Yeldon wasn't really used around the goal line in 2015. That's going to help out Ivory and his touchdowns. So.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Yeldon is a goal line.
Yeah, he's a goal line beast, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I don't think Yeldon's not my goal line guy. Chris Ivory would be. Yeah, all day long. Yeldon's going to break a lot of touchdowns from 20 yards and out. But if they get inside the five, you're going to see Ivory. Yeah, you're going to see Ivory.
So will that situation be frustrating to watch, or will people be happy to draft Ivory?
No, I think they're going to be kind of happy. They're going to draft him late. They're going to draft him later on than normal. At least I would assume they would, because everybody's thinking of, you know, the other running back having his job. But Yeldon, it's not going to happen as people think. I think Ivory is your better third down back for starters. He can catch a ball, but he can run. And he's a bull, and I see him inside the red zone all the time, being that red zone guy, stealing touchdowns away from the other one.
I would agree with you 100% on that. And it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Let's commercial real quick. If you draft players like Ivory and Travis Benjamin, they may lead you to fantasy championship with our sponsor, OfficialFantasyRigs.com. Here's this commercial.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from OfficialFantasyRings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
And here's how you can sign up for the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. Limited spots remaining for the August 20th live fantasy football event in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Carroll Nyssa Center. You can sign up through SBFFC.com or contact Dr. Hardwood. Randy's going to be a part of it. He always has a good time, as always, and is also a sponsor of the event as well. Listen to this real quick, and we'll get back to Randy.
The Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship, proudly presented by Buffalo Trace Bourbon. The Las Vegas-style event right here in South Central Kentucky. Live on August 20th at the Carroll Nyssa Conference Center in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hosted by the WKU Dance Team. A $200 buy-in can win you up to $5,000. More than $25,000 in total prizes. This season-long fantasy football tournament consists of 12 divisions of 12 team leagues competing against the best fantasy football players in the world. Sign up today at SBFFC.com.
All right, back with the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour, and Randy, in the minute and a half we have left, what do you want to talk about to leave the show on a good note tonight?
No, I think, as in always, we got to get these training camps started, and I'm looking forward to the end of July, and we can get a feel for how these new changes are going to take place, and get an idea who gets hurt and who don't, so we can get prepared for the big draft August 20th. That's the key, and I'll tell you what, if you've never experienced the SBFFC live, I highly recommend everybody come down to Bowling Green and check it out. It is a lot of fun, and you wind up with about 120 to 140 new friends.
Yes, sir.
And all in the same focus, so you talk about a good time, yeah, come on down and have a good time.
That's exactly right, and Randy, he'll be coming down Friday night, so... We'll be at the Bowling Green Country Club, you know, Friday doing a couple drafts then. He'll be there. Come meet him and see him. And, you know, Saturday morning he'll be facilitating and hanging out. So he's one of the goodwill ambassadors of the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. And we couldn't do it without you. So, Randy, you do a good job as always. Any final notes you want to give the owners about the fantasy football guys to pick for tonight before we sign off?
No. One thing you want to do is you got to get an idea about the offense. And before you get too excited, find out how they fit in the offenses. And we'll learn that in the next few weeks. But right now, I think we've gone over the names you really got to target for this year.
Well, just keep listening to the SBFSC podcast. Go to deadcoach.org, talk to Randy. He'll be happy to help you with season-long and DFS fantasy football. Randy, it's been a pleasure having you. Come back on the show anytime. We had an awesome time tonight, and the show will be posted on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio probably in the next 30 minutes.
Thank you, good doctor. I appreciate it, my friend.
All right, that was Randy Williams from deadcoach.org. Great guy, as always. Good contributor to the show. We will see you next week on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour, and we'll play it again, Sam. So everybody have a good night. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.